Rocks sommargäst idag är gitarristen Ryan Roxy.
Hello everybody, this is Ryan Roxy. I am the guitar player for Alice Cooper. I'm also a resident of Sweden, and I am on the Summer Talk. So thanks for having me on. I'm going to be talking about my life here in Sweden and playing some of my favorite bands. And obviously, I want to get you guys on my side. So the first song that we're going to kick off with is one of my favorite Swedish bands, Soundtrack of Our Lives. I love this album cover, but even more, I love this song. It reminds me of some old school Alice Cooper. This one is Thrill Me.
...5,4 och 90,7.
Hello, Ryan Roxy here, and this is my Summer Talk, and that was Death From Above, a band from Canada with a song called Caught Up. So I am all caught up in living in Sweden. That's what I have been doing now for the last 13 years or so, and I'm enjoying it. I do get the luxury of being able to tour with Alice and also go around and promoting guitars and doing guitar clinics and stuff like that. It's my whole dream to sort of get as many people interested in guitar-driven music as possible and actually play guitar. So with that in mind, I have a new solo album coming out, and I wanted to make a very, very guitar-driven, focused album. And this is one of the first singles off that album. The album is called Imagine Your Reality, and this is one of the first singles called Over and Done. Enjoy.
...5,4 och 90,7 Göteborg.
Okay, everybody, that was The Struts. Put Your Money on Me. And I really like that band. I met those guys. Very cool dudes. I'm not sure if they just liked my clothing or, you know, because I was wearing the same scarves and hats as they were when I met them backstage at a festival in Oklahoma. But that's the cool thing about playing with Alice. We get to meet a lot of my idols and we get to meet a lot of up and coming bands. And the Struts are definitely one of those bands. So, and they keep guitar in the forefront. We need more bands to keep the guitar as a focus and keep people playing and interested in the Les Paul or Stratocaster, whatever guitar you choose to play. So let's move on with another song by a girl named Brody Dahl. She's a chick. She's a rock chick. And this song called Don't Mess With Me is amazing. Every time I hear it, you might recognize her voice from the Distillers. or perhaps from another band called Spinneret that she was in, but this is the solo voice of Brody Dahl. Don't mess with me. Okay, everybody, Ryan Roxy back with you, and hopefully it's entertaining, but I always like to be entertaining and educational. So perhaps you might not have heard those last couple songs, not commonly at least, and that's a band called Goldsboro with a song called Great White Buffalo. They have sort of a Thin Lizzy vibe to them, and I dug it, and that's what initially turned me on to them. But then, it turns out that they made that album a few years ago. So it's really cool when you discover bands that you didn't hear right at the time that they were putting out this music, but you're able to go back and sort of find them and sort of, rediscover them, I guess. And then that's maybe the whole beauty of what's happening with the Alice Cooper camp these days, is that people are not just rediscovering Alice, they're discovering Alice for the first time in like multi-generations. And people always think of Alice Cooper as maybe a 70s artist, but he's also 80s and 90s, 2000s. He's been around now for a long time. I've been happy to be part of that legacy and sort of ride the coattails on it for a lot of the things that I do. And this is one of them, this Rock Summer Talk. I'm able to sit here and talk with you guys because I play guitar for Alice Cooper, maybe. That's one reason. But the whole idea is that we have three generations of people coming to see our shows now. And that's because Alice speaks for generations. And why not play an Alice Cooper song that we wrote together back in 2004 off an album called The Eyes of Alice Cooper? This one is, and I think it speaks for all of us. I think we're all a little bit between high school and old school.
Och 90,7 Pirate Rock.
Right on, right on, right on. That was Bad City, Take Me for a Ride. I like a little bit of 80s in my music. There's no doubt. I mean, I was part of the 80s hair rock scene, the LA, I guess, what do you call it, hair metal. My band that I was in back in those days was a band called Electric Angels, and before that was a band called Candy. By the way, My name's Ryan Roxy. You're listening to me and my summer talk. And here's the deal. Back in the 80s, I was playing with these bands that were playing the club scene along with a lot of other LA hair metal bands like Guns N' Roses, LA Guns, Faster Pussycat. So when I hear a song like we just heard from Bad City, it takes me back a little bit. Even though they're a newer band, it takes me back to that time. So one thing I love about the whole Los Angeles scene was, I don't know, the fact that it's in California. Who doesn't love Southern California? In fact, I loved it so much, I put a cover of the song California Man, originally recorded by The Move, which became ELO, but then made famous, I guess, at least made famous for me, by a band called Cheap Trick. You see, Cheap Trick was one of my favorite bands growing up. They recorded this song, California Man, put it on their Heaven Tonight album, and I think it's 1978. And fast forward to this year, I put the song California Man on my new solo album called Imagine Your Reality. Plus, I did one thing further. I actually asked the lead singer of Cheap Trick, Mr. Robin Zander, to guest vocal on that song. And guess what? He said yes. Talk about a rock and roll dream come true. This is Robin Zander guest vocaling on my newest solo album, Imagine Your Reality, a song called California Man.
Going to a party, meet me on after school. Where we go?
...95,4 och 90,7.
Pirate Rock.
Okay, that was a band from Australia called The Vines. You're hanging with Ryan Roxy and the Ryan Roxy Summer Talk here. I love The Vines. And of course, I don't know, is it ironic that I picked the song Don't Listen to the Radio? But that's the whole thing. You got to have radio. I'm so happy for this show that we do have radio, because wherever you are right now, what are you doing? You're hanging out in some boat. Hopefully it's nice and warm in Sweden. You're getting that nice Sweden summer weather, or maybe you're driving to a festival or something like that right about now, but you got to have the radio during those times. I know the internet's helped out. You know, there's been streaming is great for discovering bands as well, and then going down the rabbit hole. But sometimes just turning up the radio, driving in your car, and you hear a good song, crank it up, turn it up. It's, you know, that's real rock and roll. And this next song is one of those riffs that's going to start you doing that. So if you are driving right now, just don't drive too fast when I play this next song. This is Alice in Chains.
Spend and go. Check my brain.
coming back. He's out there killing the blues, yeah. Told me once, said he never could sleep.
Okay, we were just talking about guitar riffs. Well, I can't think of a riff that's more, greasy. I guess that's a good way of describing it. That was the Temperance Movement, Only Friend. And I always said, I love songs that not only make you put your fist up in the air, but they make you move side to side. And that sort of song makes you have a swagger to it, kind of. I guess it'd be called sleazy in a way. Well, speaking of sleazy, why don't I play a band called Cake and do another cover? It's a little sleazy to play covers on this show, but you know what? We've had a few of them. And this is a good version of a Black Sabbath song. Black Sabbath song called War Pigs. You got Ryan Roxy here on the Ryan Roxy Summer Talk. And this next song is Cake, War Pigs.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
Die, pirate rock.
Okay, folks, that was a summertime song if I've ever heard one. Casablanca with Downtown. And let's talk about Casablanca, shall we? You're with Ryan Roxy here on the Summer Talk. And Casablanca was a band that I was lucky to be a part of. And never closed the door on Casablanca. You never know when they might be kicking it back open again. But Anders Ljung, lead vocalist, Josephine Forsman, played drums. She's also played drums in Sarah Hot Nights. Mats Rubarth, Eric Semino. That was the lineup for that version of Downtown that you heard. We had a great time making those records. We really did. Well, hell, man, it makes me a little bit reminiscent. You know, it makes me a little bit, makes me happy to hear it. So let's keep it on with the riff rock. Let's keep on with this song called Glorified G by one of my favorite Seattle bands, Pearl Jam.
Och 90,7
Pirate Rock.
There you have it. More women armed with guitars. It's a beautiful world when that happens. And that was L7. Pretend you're dead. Let's go. Pretend that we're dead. gets me singing. Again, gets me driving my car fast. You're with Ryan Roxa here on the Summer Talk. Well, like I said, my whole mission has been to get more people interested in the guitar, playing guitar, getting a guitar in their hands. I do a bunch of online lessons. If anyone wants to check that out too, just go to my website and you can go find that link there, where I just basically try to teach as many people how to play guitar, because it's not as hard as you think. And there's a lot of new bands coming out these days that are sort of driving that, getting more interest in the guitar. And this is definitely one of them that I'm going to play in this next song. A band called Highly Suspect. Really good tones, really sort of moody type of vibe. And when I first heard this song, I was like, yeah, that's the way a guitar can sort of create a mood. And the song is called My Name is Human. Enjoy it. Highly Suspect.
Västkustens bästa rock.
That last segment featured two new bands sort of carrying the torch of rock and roll. That last song you just heard was Highway Tune, Greta Van Fleet. And that's why I'm so happy about new bands. I play with Alice Cooper. Again, my name is Ryan Roxy, and welcome to the Summer Talk. I'm having a good time just chilling out, talking with you guys, and playing some of my favorite songs. That's what I like to do. But that last band, Greta Van Fleet, and the band before that, Highly Suspect, they're two good examples of new bands sort of carrying the torch of rock and roll. Whereas I play with Alice Cooper, and we are the torch of rock and roll in that. I guess Alice Cooper, you know, he's not only a torch, he's like the bonfire of rock and roll. He's got to think about his career and how many songs and eras of music that he's been a part of. And that's what is the challenge and sort of the gratification of playing in that band, is that we don't just get to play one style of music or one type of era. We get to play an entire span. You know, so many great bands that Alice has put together over the years. We get to sort of play the spirit of those songs in each and every concert. So, you know, we'll go from 70s Alice Cooper classic rock to like 2000s drop D tuning with something off of Brutal Planet, into something more in a contemporary like The Eyes of Alice Cooper or Dirty Diamonds that we've done, that we were able to record and write as a band. So going all the way to new wave. So, you know, enough talk about Alice, enough talk about me right now. Let's talk about Canada. Yeah, Canada is where a lot of great rock bands come from. One of my favorites is a band called Sloan, and this is a cool riff song called All Used Up.
Sloan.
All used up. Without me, I'm just blind. Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Without me, I'm just.
Yes, yes, yes. That is a band from the Midwest, United States of America, called the Holy White Hounds. And that song is called Blind. I love that mixture. It reminds me a little bit of Swedish indie pop a little bit, no? Well, it's been a great time hanging with you on this summer talk. My name is Ryan Roxy, and thank you for listening to my stories and listening to some of my favorite tunes and some of my favorite bands out there. If you'd like to sort of continue the relationship, come and find me. Come check out RyanRoxy.com or whatever social media of your choice. And let's talk. I'm pretty approachable. The whole idea is to be, I think, approachable offstage, unapproachable onstage. Like, don't F with me if I'm on stage, you know, I'm doing my thing. That's what Alice says, at least. And I sort of take from that. He says, you don't want to mess with him when he's on stage, but when you're off stage, be humble and be grateful. And that's what I've tried to do as much in my career as possible. So again, thanks for listening to all these tracks that I've been doing. And unfortunately, we're going to wrap it up. There's only one more. And I'm not going to leave you with anything other than another one of my songs. And this is the latest single off my solo album, Imagine Your Reality. This one is called To Live and Die in LA. So again, thanks for having me on the air. And hopefully we'll cross paths again. But until next time, hopefully you drive your cars safely, but you drive them fast and you crank it up, especially with this song, To Live and Die in LA. See ya.